Well, now to another set of moms. Their kids in California go to school segregated both by race and by economic status. Most kids do. It's an educational system that's been described as pretty much two-tiered and unequal. Oakland is a good example. It's one of the most diverse cities in the country, but schools remain deeply segregated. Zadie Stavely from Here and Now contributor KQED met with two families, one white, one black, who tried their own integration experiments.
In North Oakland, 7-year-old Arrow is getting ready for school. He's an exuberant kid, aiming rubber bands into the air around the kitchen this morning. He's also pretty observant.
He asked me in kindergarten. He came home from school one day and he goes, "Mom, am I white?"
This is Arrow's mom, Eleanor Wolfiler.
And I said, "Yeah, you're white." And he paused and he said, "Are you white?" And I said, "Yep. That is how it is in our family. We're all white." And I was interested in that because, I mean, 6 is pretty old to figure out your race, but it's a lot younger than a lot of white people.
For 2 years, Arrow attended Sankofa Academy, where 73% of the students are African American and 11% are Latino. Arrow was one of only 2 white kids in his class the first year. The second year, he was the only one.
Most of our white neighbors didn't look at Sankofa. They wouldn't even walk in the door. To us, we wanted to not only walk in the door, but to actually look at what it meant.
What it meant was complicated for Wolfiler. She says Arrow was happy. Her family felt welcome at the school. But there were challenges that are common in schools that serve mostly low-income children. Arrow had an inexperienced teacher the first year and frequent substitutes the next.
It was sort of like the bottom of the barrel substitutes. I was like watching the children just shut down.
Wolfiler agonized over what to do, but eventually decided to move Arrow. And he ended up 3 blocks away at Peralta Elementary. Peralta has won awards multiple times, has higher test scores, lower teacher turnover, and here parents pay for classroom helpers.
And he was quick to tell me there's not a lot of black people in his class.
Arrow had ended up in a pretty typical situation for a white child in Oakland. Only 10% of Oakland's public school students are white, but they're concentrated in a handful of schools where they're the majority. The UCLA Civil Rights Project finds the average white student here has a little more than a third of classmates who are from low-income families. In contrast, African American and Latino students have double that number of classmates in poverty. When you concentrate poverty and wealth like this, it almost always creates separate and unequal schools, like Peralta and Sankofa.
Our kids are used to broken promises.
Dana Sachs is the director of Sankofa's after-school program.
Our middle school students have been waiting since we first had a 6th grade for lockers. And the district keeps saying, "We're going to get you lockers, we're going to get you lockers," and they haven't gotten them. And our kids are like, "Yeah, they're not going to get us lockers. They don't really care about us."
The district recently renovated part of Sankofa and its playground. And this year, it says it's putting more focus on improving academics at Sankofa and a handful of other poor-performing schools. This has pretty much been the equity strategy. Make neighborhood schools more attractive.
The system is broken and diseased.
Charles Wilson is the executive director of enrollment at the Oakland Unified School District.
If everybody went to their neighborhood schools, we might be able to see greater mixing, but there's this sort of pantheon of 5 to 6 schools that everybody wants to get into, all above Highway 13.
Middle-class parents are experts at gaming things.
Janelle Scott is an associate professor of education at UC Berkeley. She says districts have to commit to integrating schools and at the same time spread funds and teachers fairly across all schools.
School districts need to be pretty savvy about making sure that there's not this sense that one school is dramatically better than the other school to get into, because parents will find a way to game that.
Like many school districts in California, Oakland Unified, or OUSD, has never implemented a full integration plan. So the school district relies on parents to do it of their own free will.
I hope that, you know, Oakland will mix it up a little bit.
Kristen Smith is a parent leader at Sankofa. She's African American.
For OUSD's portion of it, I would think they would want to make sure that all schools at least appear to parents to be equitably served.
Smith moved her son to Sankofa the same year Eleanor Wolfiler moved her son out. And right away, Smith saw some differences between Sankofa and her old school, a more diverse school in the Oakland Hills.
At Kaiser, we had wine auctions. At Sankofa, we may have bake sales. A school like Sankofa misses out because our parents are working parents, so they may not be down at the district every day saying, these are the things that we need.
Smith misses the diversity at Kaiser, but she felt the school let her down when she was never told her son had been pulled out for help with reading.
I feel like perhaps if I had not been an African-American parent, I may have received information sooner.
How Smith felt is important, because to successfully integrate, it's not just about getting more white parents to choose low-performing schools. High-performing schools also need to do a better job of welcoming families of color. At Sankofa, Smith says her kids were excited to see more kids who look like them.
As African-American students get older, you can lose yourself in the world because you just don't know anything about your history. You don't know that you come from a strong people. So you have no frame of reference with which to project yourself into the world. And that's something that all the students here receive.
Smith says Sankofa is serving a lot of African-American families who feel unwelcome at other schools. White mom Eleanor Wolfeiler gets that. She says she knows families of color who have decided not to go to her son's new school, Peralta, because there aren't enough African-American teachers or students there. She knows her own children lost something when she moved them to a majority white school.
This seems to me like, you know, the most important project of our time is to deal with equity and to deal with racism and to deal with privilege and, you know, kids getting shot all over the country. Like, this is a big deal. And it's so easy to ignore it. And I'm worried that the more white of a community my kids are in, the easier it is to ignore.
Yet she felt she had to move her child to the higher performing school, the whiter school. For Here and Now, I'm Zadie Stavely.